We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is here, the dual strike, actors, writers together out there. First time since the 60s that they've done this together. Unified message from them, the studios. Well, we had that statement yesterday, but it seemed more people were really jumping on what Bob Iger said. The unions, he called them unrealistic, what they're asking for. Elsa Ramo, veteran entertainment attorney, has represented the likes of New Line Cinema and the Jim Henson Company.
Hi, Elsa. Happy Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, not happy, I should say, for a lot of the strikers out there today. So you're in the business. You're connected. What are you hearing behind the scenes about how this is going to play out? I mean, it seems like, you know, you got solidarity on one side, solidarity on the other, and people are saying it could be months.
I think the first thing is everyone is in a bit of a shock and there's a bit of a scramble because this is the worst case scenario. You know, everyone had hoped when DGA settled, SAG was going to resolve shortly thereafter. And now studios are in a panic and every person that touches a movie in any way, shape or form is really uncertain about how long they're going to have to bat down the hatches. And it's pretty serious.
We were talking yesterday about this divide and conquer thing. The studios wanted to do that with the unions, obviously. But then we started wondering, can the unions use that and flip it around on the studios? Are there vulnerabilities here where people don't agree on the same things? I mean, they want Netflix to release some of the algorithms and the streaming numbers so they can get the residuals. But maybe for other studios, it's you got to get done with the fall slate at some point, or someone's going to run out of money at some point in this process. I mean, are there competing interests from the other side behind the scenes where they might be able to get in there and start digging?
I think that's an absolute possibility. I mean, the reality is that the AMPTP is going to control the timing on this, and internally, their pace of when they need the content, when they need the resolution may be conflicted from within, but they all have an aligned problem, which is Fran Drescher basically said it, right? That it's you can't rearrange furniture on the Titanic. And so the need to be transparent and to really recraft what this contract is to actually how content is being exploited has to happen. And that's not a small feat. This is a seismic change in how actors and writers are going to relate to studios.
But, you know, it's the same as any strike, right? Or contract dispute. They can all sit down and hash this out. They all kind of know what the other side wants and what their positions are. But it's always seems to be about wearing the other side down to weaken them as much as possible. So, I mean, again, what's the time frame on this before they finally say, OK, we'll deal?
It feels like there isn't a rush on the AMPTP side to maybe be more compromising. And obviously, you know, we've been hearing crickets on the WGA side. Now that the WGA and SAG are aligned, I don't know if that'll accelerate and force the conversation. Because as you guys put it out, so it's been over 60 years. This is a severe shutdown. And so they hopefully that the parties are now going to get down to the issues that they would not even address kind of up to this point.
You mentioned Fran Drescher. She was also saying they felt sort of taken for a ride after it did with that 12-day extension that the studios, she thought, just wanted to get more promotion for the summer slate before it all got shut down. So, I mean, if there wasn't bad blood before, that helps create some more. Do you think that's something that actually happened, or was that just like a good line from her?
I mean, listen, who didn't see the Barbie premiere pictures and things everywhere? And that movie's coming out in a few days. And so it did feel maybe a little cute to do the extension when, a federal mediator came in. I don't really know what the purpose of that was. So it does, again, it feels orchestrated and led by the AMPTP's pace. And look, SAG is coming back hard. And Fran Drescher's speech is no joke, and she's making a very strong statement. The reality is there's going to have to be compromise on both points, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to lose their homes or have to suffer it, like, severely financially. And so in that sense, the laborers have all the incentive in the world to come to the table and compromise, but there has to be something on the other side to compromise too.
Very quickly, I was with someone the other day and we were talking about shows that we watch, and she was saying, oh, there's this Spanish show that I like, and there's this, Italian show that I like. How much does the international market factor into this strike? Because it provides a lot more content for people that, you know, might not have been there years ago. Stretches things out.
Look, I think that's another part of it. There are mitigating content factors. I think there's ways to make unscripted content now, right? And the DGA strike is resolved, so that's protected. I think there's international productions. There are some European countries that will see the level of solidarity. You know, Christopher Nolan and the actors walked off the set of Oppenheimer, but that's U.S. related. So to see if that's going to have a reach, we'll see. But I think that's another play that these studios and streamers have, is they have enough content to sort of tread water for now. And that's a bit of the game as well.
Elsa Ramo, thank you. Veteran entertainment attorney has represented New Line and the Jim Henson Company in the past.
Get a few Squid Games out there.
Uh-huh.
Stretch it out a little bit.
Karen Adams has got her whole Korean drama channel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.